Welcome to the Wealthy Wednesday Show. I'm Lucy McMonagle. I am the host, and I am on a movement to create this world a better place. If you are listening to this, please make sure that you share this episode with your friends, your family, and your tribe, because together as a collaborative, we can all do our part to create conscious wealth, create conscious communities, and to make this world a better place. Stay tuned for our next featured guest.
Welcome to another edition of the Wealthy Wednesday Show. This is your host, Lucy McMonagle, and today we have Sherry Torres. She is passionate about helping people use everyday conversations to create positive dynamics and unprecedented success in their relationships with their teams and organizations. Sherry, welcome to the Wealthy Wednesday Show.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here.
Wow, you are so incredible with helping individuals have amazing conversations. Can you tell us a little bit about you and what you specialize in?
Sure. My specialization really focuses on an approach to positive change called appreciative inquiry. Mm-hmm. And it is an organizational change approach that allows leaders and teams and businesses to move forward rapidly towards what they want and to achieve as a whole system. Mm. And what I've been working in this area for over 20 years, and what we just recently in the book that we wrote have done is bring all of the teachings down to two basic practices, which enables anybody to use them anytime, any place to create conversations that really generate well-being and improve your potential for flourishing and for wealth.
Wow. Wow. So just two basic practices.
Just two basic practices.
Can you give us a little information about these magical two basic practices?
Sure. The two basic practices are asking generative questions, mm-hmm, and framing your conversations around a positive outcome. And a generative question is really a question that you don't know the answer to. So you're asking questions to discover new possibilities, new ways to deepen understanding with people, to surface possibilities for how you might move forward. And the positive framing is all about framing your conversations around what you want instead of what you don't want. And for people in the positive wealth generation and affirmation world, this is nothing new. It's focusing on what I want rather than focusing on what I don't want.
Oh, wow. Can you give us an example of a generative statement or question?
Sure. Let me give you an example within a story of a very short one. And a generative question is one, the reason it's called a generative question is because it generates connection or understanding, new information, possibilities. So here's an example of a generative question that allows someone to shift a conversation. I was involved in a conversation with someone who had just recently taken an appreciative inquiry training. And it was a hospital administrator who was going on and on about doctors and how they weren't participating in his collaboration teamwork effort and how they never seemed to want to do anything but just play by themselves. And I asked the question, do you have any doctors that are on board? And his whole being shifted. His face lit up, his shoulders went back, and he started talking about 15 of the most amazing doctors he had on this team, this committee that was working. And I was stunned at how simple it was to ask a question that flipped the conversation towards something positive. And so what that it did was it generated a positive direction for the conversation that was much more life-giving.
Absolutely. Wow. Those questions can really change the direction of the conversation. It could change the energy. It can change how people are being perceived. And, you know, what is one of the most important things that people can do to help themselves, that, you know, the audience that are listening to this, to create that kind of magic and aliveness in their everyday life?
So the first thing I would do is to say, ask yourself those generative questions to start with. If you're in a negative mindset yourself, or if you're coming from a place of despair or negativity or loss or a sense of fear or something that's threatening you, you're going to come from a space in your own being that is much more limited. Our nervous system and our brains, when we get into a place of negativity or distrust or fear, our brain shuts down, and what's going on is fight, flight, you know, freeze or appease. And in order to expand and open up so that we can discover what our passions are, where we can go, how we could possibly grow what it is we want to grow, we ourselves have to come from a place of being wide open, curious, and available for what wants to come into our lives. And so asking yourself questions first, and it can be the kinds of questions about it depends on what your thought process is, but let's say somebody's in a thought process that says, I'll never be able to do what all those other people are doing. I'll never make that much money. I'll never do a simple question that can say, okay, think of a time in your past when you were able to accomplish something. When was I really confident and I got out there and I did something bigger than what I thought I could do? And that starts to shift the brain chemistry. And when the brain chemistry shifts, you just have greater access for yourself for what you can do.
Mm. Wow. That's so incredibly important to really understand how to ask yourself those questions so that you can create those everyday magic in your life, and more importantly, so you can change the trajectory of your thought process. Mm-hmm. And then you can also do this as a leader and as an entrepreneur. Can you tell us on how do these conversations that are more positive minded, how can they change an organization or an entrepreneur that's just creating a bigger system?
The first thing that I would say is to create a positive frame. Whoa. Where is it that we want to go? And to not ask that question just by yourself, but ask that of everybody that's in the organization. Mm-hmm. Ask that of if you're an entrepreneur, who are the people you're working with, or who are your advisors? Where could I go? Or where do we want to go? What's possible for us? When we're at our best, what are we like, and how do we bring that best? If we could be at our best all the time, how do we bring that forward? And what might be possible for us if we did? Mm-hmm. And then to begin asking questions like, okay, imagine that we are where we want to go. How did we get there? What mm-hmm. did we do to create the pathways? How do we structure ourselves? A young entrepreneur might say, what steps did I take early on? Who did I bring on to the and into the organization with me that made the biggest difference? Mm-hmm. And be asking those questions from a place in the future that is where somebody wants to be, or where an organization wants to be in the future. Very often when we go into the future, imagining what is it going to be like when we're there. Mm-hmm. The brain doesn't know the difference between future, past, present. It kind of operates, and it'll take us where we take it. And then to be able to turn around from that place in the future and say, how did we get here? Uh-huh. then your whole imaginative mind will go to work on here's what we did and here's what happened and here were the important people and here are the steps you took. And then you need to just design those things and implement them.
Absolutely. Can you share some stories and give us a little bit more information on how this can be applied for like a business that has just the entrepreneur, just one person, and maybe they outsource stuff?
Okay. So for a single person who's an entrepreneur, and I've done that a number of times in my life, you ask yourself those same questions. And I would also recommend engaging the people who are going to be your customers or your clients in those conversations. So that as you are designing your business and you're designing services or products, you're doing that in the context of what your prospective clients or customers have said, here's what we would really, really like. Here's what we really, really need. And if you engage them in that conversation, they become vested in your success. And so when your product is ready or your service is ready to share with them, they're far more open and eager to see what is it and how can it be a benefit. So you're likely to end up with loyal customers.
Wow. And that's really important. So can you tell us a little bit about this book that you mentioned earlier in the beginning of the conversation?
The Conversation's Worth Having.
And how can individuals get a hold of that book?
Okay. It's available on Amazon. Mm-hmm. It pretty much is available anywhere at anybody's favorite bookstore. They can order it. It's a Barrett Kohler book published by them and available through Penguin. So it's available anywhere at all.
Fabulous. So the name of the book is Conversations Worth Having, and individuals can go to Amazon and they can get this book. Can you tell us a little bit about you have a free gift for our audience?
I do.
Tell us a little bit about that free gift and how to get a hold of it.
Okay. The free gift is an executive summary of the book, which gives you not only a summary of what the book is about, but you'll get a list of the five principles, information about how do you flip from a negative problem orientation to a positive frame, and a little more information with some examples of generative questions. They can go to our website and download that. And our website is Conversations Worth Having Today. So it's conversationsworthhaving.today, TODAY.
Wow. So if individuals go to your website, which is conversationsworthhaving.today, so it's not a .com, people, so make sure you go to .today, and you will be able to get this executive summary. You'll get to have more tips and strategies that are the principles that she has in the book, and she also has more generative questions that are going to be able to help you have more positive impact. And Sherry, can individuals get a hold of you on your website?
Yes, they can. And they can email me at Sherry@conversationsworthhaving. And Sherry is C-H-E-R-I.
Sherry, this has been absolutely phenomenal. The time has gone by so quickly. It's absolutely amazing on how fast it goes. So is there any last tips you would like to leave our audience with?
The only thing I would say is pay attention to your conversations, because your conversations create your life. And if you want a better life, if you want a successful life, make your conversations count and help you to move towards that.
Absolutely. That is a phenomenal tip. And I would like to add, make sure you be mindful of the conversations you have with yourself.
Absolutely.
In addition with other people.
Yes.
So that's really important. Well, Sherry, thank you for being on the Wealthy Wednesday show. This has been absolutely phenomenal. I am so excited to enact some of the tips and strategies you have given me. And I want to thank you for bringing your work into this world.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Lucy. Thank you for your podcast and what you bring to all your audience.
Fabulous. Thank you. And speaking of my audience, you are the reason why I continuously bring these incredible guests to the Wealthy Wednesday show each and every week. If you're listening to us on YouTube, please make sure that you click the subscribe button and share this with your friends. If you have the iPhone app, if you have the Android app, or if you're listening to this on Spotify or some other means that we are on, please share this with your friends. Check us out on Facebook. Let us know what you would like to have on the Wealthy Wednesday show. And if you have any guests that you feel would be a perfect fit for the entrepreneurs that listen to this, also let us know. You can get a hold of us on Facebook. Just look up Wealthy Wednesday show and you'll be able to find us. So until next week, abundant blessings.
Are you ready to change your money flow? Would you like to get beyond the six figures that you keep bumping up against? Well, let me tell you, my book, Magical Money Manifestations, is going to help you create money manifestations on autopilot so that you will have more money, more freedom, and more joy in your life. Go to magicalmoneymanifestations.com to find out more information.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Wealthy Wednesday Show. I'm your host, Lucy McMonagle, and I'd really appreciate it if you would share this with your friends, your family, your tribe, and let other people know that the Wealthy Wednesday Show is creating a movement to make this world a better place, and we rely on you to get the word out so that we can create mass influence. So until next time, abundant blessings.